Hey, before we start, a quick note about programming for the next few days. It is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And as such, Matt and I are taking the next 2 days off, so we will be back in action once again, ready to go on Monday, December 2nd. All right, let's base this turkey. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. Welcome to day 1042. Trump was briefed about the whistleblower complaint before he lifted the hold on military aid to Ukraine in September. White House attorneys discussed the complaint with Trump in late August, after the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community concluded that the administration needed to send the complaint to Congress and explained that they were trying to determine whether they were legally required to give it to lawmakers. The two attorneys, Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, told Trump they would ask the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel to determine whether they had to disclose the complaint. A week later, the OLC concluded that the administration did not have to hand it over. In early September, either the 7th or the 9th, Trump told Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, that he was not seeking a quid pro quo with the Ukrainian government by withholding the aid, the first time that phrase was mentioned. Three House committees opened an investigation into Trump's dealings with Ukraine on September 9th, and the administration lifted the freeze on $391 million in security assistance to Ukraine on September 11th. Meanwhile, two officials at the White House Office of Management and Budget resigned over their concerns about Trump's decision to withhold the aid to Ukraine. Career OMB employee Mark Sandy told House investigators during a closed-door interview this month that one of the former OMB officials, quote, expressed some frustrations about not understanding the reason for the hold, end quote, before stepping down in September. A second official working in the legal division of OMB also offered a, quote, dissenting opinion, end quote, regarding the legality of the hold, before also resigning shortly thereafter. Neither official has been identified, and it remains unclear just how closely their resignations were tied to the hold on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. Rudy Giuliani was negotiating personal business with Ukraine's top prosecutor while encouraging the same prosecutor to investigate the Bidens, as well as allegations that Ukraine, not Russia, had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A February draft retainer called for Yuri Lutsenko to pay at least $200,000 to retain Giuliani partners, as well as Joseph DeGeneva and Victoria Tonsing, a husband and wife legal team aligned with Trump, to help recover money allegedly stolen from Ukraine. Lutsenko also wanted Giuliani to help him get a meeting with Attorney General William Barr. Lutsenko said that Giuliani told him that he would have to hire a lobbyist to get the meeting, and that, quote, they even offered me such a company, end quote. Giuliani has reportedly said that he has no business in Ukraine and that none of the deals in question were ever finalized. Meanwhile, Trump denied sending Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine to dig up dirt on the Bidens.
What was Rudy Giuliani doing in Ukraine on your behalf?
Well, you have to ask that to Rudy, but Rudy, I don't even know. I know he was going to go to Ukraine, and I think he canceled the trip.
Giuliani, of course, publicly admitted earlier this month that he went to Ukraine on Trump's behalf to conduct an investigation, quote, concerning 2016 Ukraine collusion and corruption, end quote. Giuliani also said the investigation was carried out, quote, solely as a defense attorney to defend my client against false charges, end quote, referencing Trump.
Giuliani's your personal lawyer. So you didn't direct him to go to Ukraine to do anything or put any heat on him?
No, I didn't direct him, but he is a warrior. Rudy's a warrior. Rudy went. He possibly saw some. I think he's done work in Ukraine for years.
When asked what Giuliani was doing in Ukraine, Trump said this.
You have to understand, Rudy is a great corruption fighter. He felt personally insulted by what happened during my campaign.
Giuliani, meanwhile, called Trump to reassure him that he was only joking when he told the media that he had an insurance policy if thrown under the bus by Trump. Moving on, the FBI never placed undercover agents or informants inside Trump's 2016 campaign. This according to a draft of the Justice Department's Inspector General report. Inspector General Michael Horowitz's forthcoming report on the FBI's handling of the Russia investigation is due on December 9th. Trump and his supporters have repeatedly alleged that FBI officials not only spied on the campaign, but that President Obama had ordered Trump's phones tapped. The report is also expected to debunk allegations that the FBI relied on information from Christopher Steele's dossier of damaging yet unverified information about Trump in order to open their investigation. And finally, the Trump Organization reported conflicting information to New York City property tax officials and a lender who arranged financing for Trump Tower Manhattan. Documents unearthed by ProPublica show Trump's company reported higher occupancy rates to lenders and lower ones to tax officials over a period of 3 consecutive years. The discrepancy occurred while the Trump Organization was in the process of refinancing a $100 million loan. And in the polls, Reuters says 47% of adults believe Trump should be impeached, while 40% say he shouldn't. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
So you didn't direct him to go to Ukraine to do anything or put any heat on him?
No, I didn't direct him, but he is a warrior.
Everybody said, that's really bullshit.